Next up to the mic, ladies, I hope you're ready for this. A planetary astrophysicist who says he frequently runs into door jams and who was once poisoned by his colleagues. Real question, obviously, is he single? We're about to find out. Please welcome Tim Livengood.
So my job on the big day, aside from the obvious, was site preparation. I was the advance man. I had a plan. I knew everything I had to do. I had a schedule. Everything was well planned out. So, you know, knowing that, I was able to take advantage of it to, well, I got up nice and early to make sure I could do everything right. Spot on the chime of 10. Awakened by a cute little pudgy baby patting me on the face and making happy raspberries. His name was Trevor. He's not ours. He had arrived the day before with his mother, with a sewing machine, who was now sewing like mad. You see, our wedding had a vision, and the center of the vision was the dress. The dress was everything. Everything flowed from the dress. The dress came from my wife's imagination. It flowed from a half-remembered vision of the dress worn by the young and dewy protagonist of the movie Labyrinth, a movie not normally considered really to be a romantic concept, but there it was, the young Jennifer Connelly being chased by the creepy old Goblin King, played by the creepy old David Bowie, and that was the image. And so everything else came from that. We were going to have our wedding in a beautiful garden, a lovely mansion, rented, of course, with oodles of folding chairs, rented, of course. It was going to be swell. So I got up, I got ready. I had my schedule. As I was getting ready to go out the door to do my necessary things, I stopped. I gazed at the back of the bedroom door where there was a bag hanging from the handle. I turned to my lovely wife, well, not wife then, and I said, "Say, should I take this bag here that has what? It's my tights and my slippers?" And she says, "No, don't take that. We need it for your outfit. But if I take it, I know I'll have it." "No, we're making it." You see, everything had to be made. And in fact, everything had been made starting the day beforehand. My bride-to-be is a wonderful person, and she procrastinates just a titch. And so really it was when Elizabeth arrived the day before that really the sewing had gotten serious. Shirts, dresses, all sorts of things. But the tights and the ballet slippers, those were mine. Gentlemen, if you ever find yourself in need of female company, the easiest way you can do it is go to a dance store. Say, "I would like to buy ballet slippers for my men size 10 and a half feet." You will get so much attention. "All right," I said, "I'll leave the bag." I went outside, got in my little tiny pickup truck, drove off to Waverly Mansion out in Howard County, historic place, cool, right across the road from the landfill. Lovely place. Got out the 50 folding chairs for our guests, small wedding, on a budget, cheap rental place. I put them out in the garden. Oh, it was going to be beautiful. It was a little cold, a little cloudy. It was going to be great. October may not be the wisest time for an outdoor wedding. Greeted the caterer, said, "Hi, go set up over there." Greeted the musician, "Please, right over here." Greeted this, greeted that, said hi to the chaplain when she got there from Johns Hopkins. We didn't make it to the Hopkins stories. And went on inside to the groom room where I lay down and did my groomy thing, which was to lie there going, so, you know, check the watch. Oh, okay, 2 minutes to wedding, or 2 hours to wedding time, okay. Is she here yet? No. So I went and got a telephone, called the house and said, "Hi, dear, how's it coming?" "Oh, fine." You realize we were going to be here at 2 hours until the wedding?" "Yes, I know." "You planning on being here soon?" "Yes." "All righty then. Don't forget to bring my tights and I'll remember. hour to wedding time. You're on your way, right? We're working on it. Of course, I'm calling the home. But you'll be here in time, right? We realize we're getting married in an hour. I will be there. Stop pestering me." "All right." I went and I lay down. And it got to be the actual time that I'm supposed to be getting married. Yes, it's the time we planned. Okay, 2 in the afternoon. Is she here yet? The minister comes by. "Tim. Yes. Is she here yet? You don't know?
No.
Then I guess not. We went and we got on the phone and we called the house. How's it going? Just fine. You'll be here soon? Yes. You're certain about this? You realize we're supposed to be... Stop bothering me. All right. Well, I went and asked the caterers, say, perhaps you could distribute some cookies. I asked him, but what do you say? You start now and we'll have you play a little more after. All right. We can do that. Everything will be fine. Everything's going on. It's getting to be, oh my, look, it's an hour after we were going to get married. So the minister and I, we call the house. Gwen, are we getting married today? I have a dinner party at 4:30. See, why did you plan that? But that's what the minister says. And she said, oh, I'm working on it. Another half hour? All right, dear, I understand you need some help. I rounded up friends. And remember, still, I'm wearing blue jeans and boots and things. All my stuff is... I rounded up my friends, I said, who knew how to sew. I said, all right, head to the house. They need help. Go, go, now, go. Off they went. Half an hour later, 2 hours after we're supposed to get married, a little Toyota station wagon comes up the driveway of the lovely mansion, really a nice place, comes up, and the car explodes with women sewing this way, stapling that way. Tape was seen, pins, paper clips, all manner of strange contraptions as they came zooming into the house. But at least they were here. I asked my best man to go say, could you check and just get my shoes and my tights. He goes off, he comes back, he said, they forgot them. Turns out that my best man, despite being much shorter than me, has the same length legs I have, so I wore his dress pants. He wore the pants he brought that were not dress pants. I had my father's shoes and my father's socks. He was in my wedding with his feet bare. We went outside. The rain started to fall gently. We went to the front, to the tree, the flowering dogwood, which, it turns out, gets its name because it smells like a dog has been peeing on it in the rain. It was a lovely thing. We're standing there at the tree. Here she comes. Oh, she's so beautiful. Down the aisle. At some point, my best man's mother was heard to ask, why does my son look like a Russian waiter? We're wearing these tunics with a sash, and I'm wearing his pants. He's wearing... other pants. I'm wearing, it's something borrowed, something black and black. Oh, wait. We got up to the front. We had a lovely ceremony. We had our own vows, some of which we even remembered. Then we get, hear now the words of St. Paul. Hear the what? We said this wasn't going to be religion. Everybody's improvising. We get through this process. We're just all panicking. The rain is starting to fall a little more seriously now. All right, fine, whatever. We began our recessional happy baby at the back, blowing his raspberries, and as we passed the last row of people, opinion differs on exactly what was said at that moment. There are many, well, okay, there is one who says that it was, where did we leave the wine? Everyone else sort of heard it as, where's the damn wine? I'm not the one. Hi, dear. Well, we went, we receded. There was a little party. There was music. Lovely stuff. We went off to a secret little side room. I never really thought about this part of this kind of ceremony with the minister, who was a little grave looking at this point, put down a piece of paper on the desk, and we signed it. And we realized, well, all that other nonsense, that this is the part that matters. And we signed that piece of paper, and all that other nonsense, yeah, it didn't work out that way. It was difficult. It didn't go the way the vision planned. But you know what? This is the part that mattered. This is the part where we get married. And it works. You know, all that other nonsense has nothing to do with it. And it's been 22 years now. It's going fine. So thank you very much.
Tim Liebengood.